Woo! Batter up. Batter up. truly blessed and honored to bring the word today. Even more blessed that I got a good heads up from Apostle. sometimes, more better you get the notification the day of, eh? Because generally, she just pump at one time rather than waiting from Friday. Sometimes, Pastor Randy said, sometimes. Rather than waiting from Friday and then waiting and waiting and wondering and wondering and wondering and like, oh Lord, help me, Jesus. Then you start sweating and then you start calming down and then all of a sudden you come up to this point and it's like, whoo, there it is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Truly blessed. Even today, we're going to prepare our hearts to take communion today. Amen. And even though we know for our church, the last Sunday is communion, it's kind of like a curveball for me. It's like, oh yeah, I get communion today. So, just when you hit that peak, I was like, oh, okay, hold the brakes. Pump the brakes, brother. Got to get it right. Amen. Amen, church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Lord God. Lifting up the body of Christ to you right now, Lord God. Shutting up the minds right now in the name of Jesus and opening the hearts of your sons and your daughters, Lord God. Refresh them and bless them, Father, for their generosity, Lord God. Touch each and every family represented here, Lord God. We thank you, Father. We praise you. Giving you all praise, honor, and glory. Lifting up Apostle Rocky, Pastor Bobby, Benaiah, Lord God, where they're at right now. In their fellowship and time with you, Father, and with each other, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are able to come to a house, Lord God, still, and to praise you and to fellowship with you, Father, to honor you, to glorify you, Lord. We thank you for this time, Lord God. Bless you and give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Usher, yeah, go ahead. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. It's kind of funny because, you know, you prepare, and then it's like, to me, it reminds me of football. Like, you're ready to go out the gate. And then you hear the announcer go, oh, hold up. The band is going to play a number. And then you're like, all the boys is like, ah, yeah, yeah, we go. Oh, hold on, guys. Oh, what? So, I pray the Holy Spirit minister me to something to me as we prepare our hearts to take communion. When I think about communion, it's a good time to let the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Let the conviction of the Holy Spirit settle in. To remember what Jesus did for us on the cross. Remember not only what he did on the cross, but on his way to the cross. What he had to go through for us, for the redemption of our souls and forgiveness of our sins, yeah? Amen? So just take the time right now to remember that. Not only on the cross, but on the way to the cross. The beatings. Being spit on. The way he was treated. And just let that conviction set into your heart before we take communion. Amen. Make things right with God. Make things right with each other. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I was blessed to be instructed that I can volunteer somebody to read. So I'm going to ask Sister Kapoor if she can read for us today.
For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord Himself. On the night when He was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then He broke it in pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Please take and eat. In the same way, He took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and His people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Take and drink. Whenever we eat this bread and drink from this cup, we wait the coming of our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Father, we thank you for this time set apart, Lord God, to remember you, Father, never forgetting what you've done for each and every one of us here and for our families, Lord God, on Calvary, Father. We thank you for this time, Lord God. We commit it to your hands, Father. Holy Spirit, have your way in me and through me. I rebuke this flesh in the name of Jesus. I command the spirit man in me to rise up, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for this house, Lord God. We thank you for the leaders and the laborers, Father, the associate pastors, Lord God, their families, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for the body of Christ, Lord God, for showing up today, Lord God, for you, Father. I pray, Lord God, that they showed up for you, Lord, and to hear your word, Lord God. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this place, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we give God a clap offering, please? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you all for coming to bless God. Amen. I know you guys never expect to see me up here, so I believe you guys came for Jesus. Amen. I believe you guys came to give God honor. I believe you guys came to give God glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Truly blessed for to have the privilege to come up and share and to bring forth the word. It's always humbling. Knowing where I came from and the things that I did in my own life, choices that I made. And like Apostle would say, "And look, you and Pastor now." Oh my gosh. Woo! Hallelujah. Most guys raised in the church, they try to run far from that. Most guys raised in the church try to run away from all of the callings and duties of the house of God. And I thank God that He never forgot me. I thank God that He remembered my name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I was truly blessed to study and have time with God. And he's just been ministering to me. To me, you know, we have more than what we think we have. And in this, during this time, you know, we tend to look in the natural automatically because that's just our flesh. But he's really ministered to me in the past few days and throughout the months from men's gathering, actually, and just kind of putting all the services together, the words that have been brought forth by mighty men and women of God. Hallelujah. But if you need a title for today, the title is, You Got the Hookup. Now, I know I wasn't the only one born unsaved, but you got the hookup. You know, when he is on the street, you're looking to pick something up. But you got to find somebody to hook you up. Okay. That's only my life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But this world is looking for answers. The unsaved, they're trying to find solutions. Believers still seeking for the truth. That's right. Believers in the house of God. Oh, is he really telling? Is that what the word says? Oh, man, I got to go look this up. What is they doing? What is they talking about? Amen? But guess what? You got the hook up. Hallelujah. You get families losing loved ones to sickness, disease, cancer, drugs, alcohol. Teenagers giving up on life. They feel nobody loved them. They feel forgotten. Marriages and families being torn apart by divorce. Tell your neighbor, guess what? Tell your neighbor, guess what? We got the hookup. We get the older generation just walking away from God. People serve 10, 20, 30 years. Ah, pow already. No need to go to church anymore. I've been in here so long and nothing changed and this and that. So they walk away, leaving the next generation like wondering, what's going on? Oh, how come they left? Where are they going? Wait, should I stay? Should I go? Amen? Then you get the next generation coming in, half think they know everything and half don't really care what's going on. I'm just going to stay until I make age and I won't go. I'm out of here. And then you get the younger ones, just lost because they don't know where they're going. Look up and say, Abba. Abba. Father. Hook us up. Hallelujah. But we cannot hook nobody up until we get hooked up ourselves. Amen. Tell your neighbor, tap in. Tell your other neighbor, connect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. So in preparation for this message, I thought back all the way to the men's gathering that we had. It's truly a blessed time. Amen. Men, show some love. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought back to the men's gathering. I tell you, bro, we got hooked up by one of our own sisters in here working at the Hyatt. We got hooked up. From when we started this men's gathering, it's funny because even like, during around this time, the season, yeah? The season of giving. The reason for the season. Every time, every year, my wife come up to me. Oh, babe, you know, I don't think the kids will get presents this year. And this, and we gotta get this, you know, we gotta be a blessing to our church family. And this, and we're not gonna have this. And, oh, what about the kids and this? I just look at her now, and I just smile. Because every year, even after she said that, I step in on toys. I like lose it. Things all over the ground. You know, we clean it up, wrapping paper for days. It's like, oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just shut up the mouth. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Give him some praise. Amen. That's right. Even now, it's like, oh, babe, I know it's tight. So But they always tell me, well, I got to go get this. Hey, babe, go get it. You in charge of that. Praise the Lord. Let me know if I can do anything to help. But every year, it's the same. Oh, man. It's like, and they just smile. Because I know, again, the Lord going to bless. Amen. The Lord going to hook us up. The Lord going to hook me up. The Lord going to hook you up. The Lord going to hook this church up. Let me tell you. But you got to get excited. You got to get excited. Amen. Hallelujah. But even leading up to not only the men's gathering, but even for the Molokai men's camp, praise the Lord. I'd like to welcome, say how's it to my family from Honolulu, yeah? Amen. Okay, sorry. Yeah, there's so much guys over there now. It's like, okay, where are you from over here? You stay over there. I got to take picture. Okay. You guys, okay. You know, I got to make sure we get them correct. Amen. But even that, even from the men's gathering to stuff like that. Well, in order for God to hook us up, we got to commit. When Apostle made the move to commit to Molokai, I never have plane fare. I never have the registration fee. I never have nothing. But if the man of God, the leader, would commit, hey, if mom and dad commit, we, the kids, got to follow. How are we going to even get there? We don't even know. The Lord going to hook us up. Amen. The Lord going to hook you up. Amen? Even with the men's gathering, I remember, you know, it's funny because, I don't know, funny is not a good thing, but it's awesome. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's awesome because as I am blessed to be mentored by Apostle and watching how he blessed people and how he give and how he pour out. It's like, man, Lord, help me. I like to do that. Not to be like Apostle, but I like blessed like that. You know, you think, oh, hotel, I got to pay for this. I got to pay for that. I just made a commitment. You know what? I can go. And if we, yes, we have to use wisdom. We have to, be good stewards. But when God calls you, it's, hey, you know, I used to fight. I went self-park, but I don't like pay $25. It wasn't until last year when I said, you know what, God, I just gonna go because I know where my car gotta be, where I gotta go, how I gotta do this, where I gotta go throughout the day, how I gotta handle stuff. I said, you know what, Lord. $25 turning to $50, $75. Hey, you're going to take care. Hallelujah. And sure enough, we got hooked up. We got hooked up. Sister would hook us up. Oh, no, we'll take care of the Valley Church. What? Yeah. But you know what? You still got to make sure you bless the Valley guy, bro. Mama, he taking that away from you. Lose the hookup, huh? Hallelujah. And even from last year, we got special cards. We could go in certain places. Get some good grinds over there. It's like, oh, yeah. Nice spot. Hallelujah. You got hooked up, man. Let me tell you. But you got to commit. You got to say, yes, I'm going to be there. Especially if it's 1 year out in advance. You know, how are you going to say, oh, I'm not going to make them. I don't want the money. Bruh, 1 year. Come on. Remember when you used to plan to go to Vegas all the time? Oh! 1 year. I get 1 year to plan to go to Vegas. So this much month aside on the this much aside on the month and this and that equal up to this. Oh yeah, I get I don't call cousin guys, they gonna hook me up with some plane tickets. I don't call brother in the mainland, he will hook us up with room. Oh, now we say we forget about that, yeah? I don't know what is that. I don't know. Not me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say commit. Commit. Hallelujah. I even up to when Apostle was preaching about the power of persuasion. I was like, oh, I know I was the only one. It was only me that I was thinking, oh, Asian persuasion. Oh, no. Sorry, inside joke. But the power of persuasion, amen? I come from a family of like big brothers, you know. They persuaded a lot of people, praise the Lord. Wasn't hard. Some of them gave one look. Some of them used the finger. Not the bad finger, this finger. They just go like that. Oh, it's like. Oh, only I know about that, sorry. Praise the Lord. The power of persuasion. And in the book of Daniel, God used three Hebrew boys to persuade the king. And after he was persuaded, the king said, whoa! Hold on. The king said, whoa, hold on, guys. Let me hook you up. Because he seen the tree in the fire, and he said, oh, it won't look like the Son of Man. Oh, these guys, they changed all the laws. Praise the Lord. The king would hook them up. Hallelujah. But never just come, oh, yeah, we're going to hook them up. Oh, they never die. All right, I'm going to hook them up anyways. No, the boys had to make one stand. Say, make a stand. Make a stand. Hallelujah. At church on the lawn last month, Pastor Bobby, she's sharing about walking by faith. Amen. And just, we've been hearing it in the church and in the services and throughout, you know, and throughout our Christian lives, we're going to continue to hear about faith. Amen. And continually encouraging us and the leaders and the body by faith, more faith. Apply faith. Faith without works is dead. Believe. Believe what you believe. Amen? We've heard it time and time and again. So, the first thing would be commit. The next thing, make a stand. Number three, if you will, say believe. You gotta believe. Amen? And just not too long ago, Pastor Jesse brought up a message about selling out to the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Selling out to the kingdom of heaven. I was telling my dad, oh, Bishop, Pastor Jesse is preaching. I was like, listening to him preach, and he was like, almost like he was preaching on the art of the deal. How the pearl dealer knew the worth of the pearl. So he went all in. Amen. He went all in. And he got the pearl that was worth more than all of what he gave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The dealer liquidated everything because he knew the value of the pearl. He went all out because he knew something. Amen. He knew something. He knew he was going to get hooked up. He knew he was going to get the best hookup. So he went all out. Say, go all out. Hallelujah. Hookup. To connect two things. So simple, yeah? Because I know our minds was going someplace else, yeah? Oh, I know some people that got hooked up. I know some people that was hooking up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I'm so blessed that I'm saved now. Praise the Lord. I said I'm so blessed I'm saved now. I never say I'm blessed that I'm perfect. I just said I'm blessed that I'm saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the Urban Dictionary, it says, To help someone obtain a product, good, or service, usually at a reduced price than what is commonly found. This is usually facilitated by the fact that the person doing the hookup usually has some connections and or insider knowledge that they can utilize to help obtain the reduced prices. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, I know you get connections. Look at your other neighbor and say, I know you get people. I know you know people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's unbelievable How in the world? I was like, oh, I'm going to call this guy out. He's going to hook me up with this. I need one this and that and that. I got to call. I know who to call. We come into church and it's like, oh, who? Nah, they don't know me. Don't tell them. I still here. I'm not that guy anymore. Yeah, you're not that guy anymore. You're not that girl anymore. But you know how to connect people. You know how to connect things. You know how to connect things physically, spiritually, mentally. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Let's go to 2 Kings. Second Kings chapter 5. Second Kings chapter 5, starting at the first verse. It's a pretty well-known story in the Bible, amen. But we can go a little deeper, amen. Like the song said today, go a little deeper. Hallelujah. Starting at the first verse, chapter 5, 2 Kings. Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. We'll stop right there. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Holy Spirit, go before me in this word, Lord God, in bringing forth this word, Lord. I thank you and praise you. Holy Spirit, consume me now in the name of Jesus. Bless your people right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for reverencing God. Hallelujah. Verse 2 again, and the Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife. Then, verse 3, then she said to the mistress, if only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy. She was saying, I get on connection. If only he would go to the man of God in Samaria and he would be healed. I know somebody. She is telling the master, her mistress, I know somebody. Hey, I know somebody. I get on connection. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, and Naaman went in and told his master, saying, thus and thus said the girl, who is from the land of Israel. So the king of Syria said, go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. I love this Bible that I was blessed with, because it says that's equal to $3,840,000 in current currency, if it was today. Whew. I think I just lost everybody to that number. But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which said, now be advised, when this letter comes to you, that I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may heal him of his leprosy. And it happened when the king of Israel read the letter, that he tore his clothes and said, am I God to kill and make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal him of his leprosy? Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks a quarrel with me. Hallelujah. And verse 8 says, so it was when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, why have you torn your clothes? Please let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Hallelujah. So you get this mighty man of valor, and you get the king. But we missed the hookup in between there. The little young girl. The young girl was the hookup. The young girl had the connection. She spoke something and said, I know somebody that can heal him. So Naaman ran in. And he said, you know this girl? She said she knows somebody. She gave him connection. She knows somebody. I need to go. Write the letter. Hallelujah. Then we get down to verse 8. And verse 7. And the king is getting all haboot. All crazy. He's saying, oh, this guy, he like fight with me. Who am I? How am I going to heal him? And then Elijah comes in and says, don't worry. I get the hook up. Don't worry. I get the hook up. He gonna know. Amen? Isn't it nice to go to a restaurant and then you pull up and say, hey, Mr. Tupua. Oh, hey, how you know my name? You know that guy? It's what kind of nervous that you get. Oh, how do you know my name? Oh. Or you pull up to the hotel. Oh, Mr. Tupua, how you doing? Oh, like me, Mr. Tupua, or like my dad, Mr. Tupua. You know? Hallelujah. So, we don't have to wait for the $1 million to give to God, amen? Oh, that was in my notes, sorry. To be a blessing, amen? To bless the house of God, amen? We don't have to be the most popular to hook people up, to connect people to the source, amen? We don't have to hold an office to hook people up. This was a girl held captive. She spoke to her master. And that hookup led to his healing. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. The young girl was used to hook Naaman up. Why? Because she knew the man of God. Hallelujah. Let's go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 40. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Genesis chapter 40. And verse 14. I will read them out of the God's Word translation. Hallelujah. And this is after Joseph had interpreted the dream for the baker and the cupbearer. Amen. And in the 14th verse, he says, he spoke to them and said, remember me when things go well for you. And please, do me a favor. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison. Hallelujah. Remember me when things go well for you. And please do me a favor. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison. Joseph was saying, Don't forget to hook me up, eh? Remember when you stay out there, eh? Don't forget that. Remember, we used to do that, yeah, back in the days. Oh, sorry, only me again. Remember this, remember this, that, remember. That's why, thank you, Jesus, I saved, amen, hallelujah. I tried, when I bust out my violin and I telling God, oh, God, remember this, and then God just slapped me with the cross, amen. Oh, remember that? Oh, yeah. Oh, quiet fast, eh? Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Going down to the 8th verse. Oh, pardon me. Go down to Genesis 41. It says, in the morning, he was so upset. The king was so upset. Because the king had just had Pharaoh just had his dream and nobody could interpret the dream. So he was so upset that he sent for all the magicians and wise men of Egypt. Pharaoh told them his dream, but no one could tell him what they meant. Then, tell your neighbor, then the chief cupbearer spoke to Pharaoh. I remember a promise I failed to keep. Oh, then he remember. Say, thank God they will remember. Say, thank you, Lord, that they will remember. Amen. Whoever your connection is, thank you, Lord. Maybe you the connection. Thank you. Thank you for remembering. Hallelujah. Even though in the Bible, in the notes on my Bible says, after 2 years, he remember. Oh. Just imagine you stay in prison for 2 more years because the guy never say nothing. You'd be so happy, yeah? Praise the Lord, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. I remember a promise I failed to keep. Some time ago, when Pharaoh was angry with his servants, he confined me and the chief baker to the captain of the guard's prison. We both had dreams the same night. Each dream had its own meaning. A young Hebrew, a slave of the captain of the guard, was with us. We told him our dreams, and he told each of us what they meant. What he told us happened. Pharaoh restored me to my position, but he hung the baker on a pole. Hallelujah. God's timing is the best, amen? The cupbearer never remembered until 2 years later. Imagine that, yeah? The king all angry. I hired all these guys. They don't know what this means. Why do we even have them here? You know? Just imagine. Just picture in your brain. Hallelujah. And then the cupbearer goes, oh, yeah, I forgot. No, I'm laughing at myself. I do that sometimes. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You know when somebody telling me, oh, my mom, she's sick and this and that. And you're just shaking your head. Oh. Because you're thinking about so much other stuff. Oh, I got to go do this after work. I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to go here. I got to go there. And the person is pouring out their heart to you that their family member needs prayer. And they're sick. And they need this. They're going to rehab. And they got to do all of this. They got to take all this kind of medication. They're pouring out to you. And you remember. Right before they just about to walk away. Oh, hey, you know what? I forgot. I'm a Christian. Let me pray for you. I got the hookup. Hallelujah. We should be excited for that. Why? Because we get family members that need prayer. And our flesh is so stuck on, oh, now they're asking for this. Oh, my family, they're asking for this. Oh, why they like money for this? And all you got to do is and hook them up. That's all you got to do is hook them up. Hey, you know what? Let me pray for you. Can I pray for you? A lot of times, I run into people at work and they're like, and I don't know if they feel like I'm the psychiatrist or psychologist or whichever one it is. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And it's like, puk. Oh, in the spirit man, he's like, hello. Oh, yeah, now I remember. You know, and they're asking you, oh, how do you, you look like you have it so together. Yeah. Oh, you look like nothing upsets you. Oh. Oh, wait, I forgot. I remember now. Jesus. And then you say Jesus and they look at you with a puzzled look like, okay, he's weird. And they just like, you know, like, oh, change the subject. The water is nice, yeah, today. Yeah, it's really nice. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Going down to the 33rd verse. In the same chapter. Hallelujah. It says, Pharaoh should look. Sorry, let's go up. 32 says, The reason Pharaoh has, this is Joseph speaking, has had a reoccurring dream is because the matter has been definitely decided by God. And he will do it very soon. And Joseph advises Pharaoh should look for a wise and intelligent man and put him in charge of Egypt. Make arrangements to appoint supervisors over the land to take a fifth of Egypt's harvest during the 7 good years. Have them collect all the food during these good years and store up grain under Pharaoh's control to be kept for food in the city. This food will be a reserve supply for our country during the 7 years of famine that will happen in Egypt. Then the land will not be ruined by the famine. Pharaoh and all his servants liked the idea. So Pharaoh asked his servants, "Can we find anyone like this, a man who has God's spirit in him?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Because God has let you know all this, there is no one as wise and intelligent as you. You will be in charge of my palace, and all my people will do what you say. I will be more important than you only because I am Pharaoh." Hallelujah. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I now put you in charge of Egypt." Woo! God hooked Joseph up. He told Joseph, "No worry, bro. I'm just going to be over you because I'm the king. I'm Pharaoh. But everything else, I put you in charge of. Don't worry, God. I won't get excited for that." Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God hooked Joseph up, man. Hooked him up big time. Hallelujah. How awesome. He even used Joseph. He put the words into Joseph's mouth. "You know, I think only one guy, eh? Mr. Pharaoh, man. I think only one guy. For appoint all of these peoples, yeah? You know, they're going to have to be in charge. We're going to have to put one in Lahaina, one in Hana, Kihe, Pa'ia, Kahului, Waluku, Oahu, Molokai, Kauai, even Ni'ihau. Even for a guy over there, Lanai, the Lanai boy, going to be subject to God. In Jesus' name, Lord, send somebody to hook us up. Hallelujah. Let's better get some money. He bought the island. Praise the Lord. Focus. Focus. We just got to let God hook us up. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to John. John chapter 4. Hallelujah. John chapter 4 and starting at the 5th verse. So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground, the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Hallelujah. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the 6th hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? for Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Hallelujah. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Verse 12 says, are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But in the 14th verse, he says, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen? Hallelujah. God wants to hook you up. She's looking at it. He's like, you don't even have nothing to draw from the well. He said, no worry, I get the hookup. If you even knew who he was talking to, if you knew who you were talking to, if you knew truly who God was, it'd be like the song, why do I worry? I don't have to worry. Don't need worry. You know, like kids, they don't worry. Dad, look at this. Oh, what? You get money? No, you get money. They don't worry. They know who can hook them up. Hallelujah. They can have the bestest friends in the whole wide world. They just, when they drop them off at school, they run. Boom, gone. But when they come home and you're picking them up, they know who get the hook up. Oh, my dad, we can go get shave ice. Oh, you know about 8 hours ago? Okay, when I was chef, I tell you, buy it. You was gone already. I don't know. Praise God, Jesus not like that, eh? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Going on to the 27th verse. Hallelujah. 27th verse says, and at this point, his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet no one said, what do you seek? Or why are you talking with her? The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. See how crazy Jesus is? That's so awesome. You know what I mean? You know, because, you know, back in the days, you go to that person, oh, hook me up, yeah. Like, oh, well, what about you? Oh, no worry. What you mean, no worry? Oh, holding out. Oh, sorry. I don't know nothing about that. No tell Bishop. Hallelujah. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. Therefore, the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? Jesus said to him, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. Tell your neighbor, it's already ready. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this, the saying is true, one sows, the other reaps. I sent you to reap that which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. I'm about to hook you up, Jesus says. The harvest that you never even worked for. Yeah? Oh, sorry. It's only me. Sorry. Calming down right now. Only me getting nuts on my kids like that. Only me. You know, when they're asking, why? Because they don't know. They don't know the real discipline. They don't know the right hook from the left hook to the jab. To the slipper, to the shoe, to the belt, to the water hose. They don't know. But what? They're entering into a time that we, that the generations before us have labored. Blood, sweat, tears. Hallelujah. We need to start appreciating that. Those that came before us, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Say, no worry. God's got you. Hallelujah. Let God hook you up, amen. Let God hook you up. Let's go to Job 27. Hallelujah. Job 27. Verse 11, hallelujah. So now we're going to let God hook us up. Amen. Verse 11 says, I will teach you about God's power. Hold on. I got to make sure I get the right one. Hold on, sorry. Forgive me. Yes, Job 27. Okay, we're starting at the 11th verse. Hello. Starting at the 11th verse, I will teach you about God's power. I will not hide what the Almighty has done. Certainly you have all seen it. Why then do you chatter on about such nonsense? This is what God has waiting for the wicked person. The inheritance that tyrants receive from the Almighty. If he has many children, swords will kill them, and his descendants won't have enough food. Those who survive him will be buried by a plague, and their widows won't cry for them. Verse 16, though he collects silver like dust and piles up clothing like dirt, righteous people will wear what he piles up, and the innocent will divide the silver. Hallelujah. God's going to hook you up. God's going to hook you up. He said the wicked is piling it all up. He's piling it all up. They're doing the labor for you. But you got to hook yourself up to God. You got to hook yourself up to a local church. Hallelujah. You got to hook yourself up in fellowship. Amen. Get connected. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 13:22. Good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren, but the wealth of sinners is stored away for a righteous person. I'll say amen to that. Good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren, but the wealth of sinners is stored away for a righteous person. Hallelujah. Some of you know where it is, that wealth that the world is holding up. God already hooked you up. Why don't you take a moment and see how you can hook God up? Oh, what do you mean? You can hook God up? We are like his children. Your children never come up to you and do something, and you're just like, especially after you yell at them. Then they come to you and, I love you. They don't like who lose the hook up, that's why. Like they draw on the wall, everything. Oh, you're getting nuts. I told you. 30 minutes later, I love you. I love you too. Can I show the weakness there? Gotta keep the hookup strong, eh? So, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Finally, Luke. Let's go to Luke. Chapter 16 and verse 9. It says, Jesus continued, I'm telling you that although wealth is often used in dishonest ways, you should use it to make friends for yourselves. When life is over, you'll become welcomed into an eternal home. Hallelujah. An eternal home. Hallelujah. God is looking to hook us up so that we can hook up the people of this world to the Father, to heaven. Amen. He wants to hook you up. In turn, you can hook somebody else up. You see your brother just going through the mud, man. It's like, what's going on, bro? Oh, you know this and that, you know this and that. You got to remember, you got the hookup. When you know you get the hookup, you're not falling into the drama. Yeah? You're not falling into the pity party. Because once you go into the pity party, oh, yeah. You know the pity party. Plenty drinks at the pity party. Plenty. But that's all right. Only I know about that. So no need to say amen. Hallelujah. But when you know you get the hookup, you get to say, hey, you know what, bro? Let me pray for you. Do you know Jesus? Hallelujah. We're talking about souls. We're talking about friends. We're talking about family that need to be hooked up to Jesus. That need to be hooked up to the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God a wave offering, hallelujah. Clap offering, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We never end a service without salvation call, so if there's anyone out there in the hearing of my voice, hallelujah, that's just looking to get hooked up today for eternal life, hallelujah. Life eternal. Whether in the house, whether streaming online. Hallelujah. It's a choice. It's a choice, amen. It's a good choice to say yes to Jesus. And he'll hook you up, man. With things unexplainable. He'll hook you up so good that when you look back on the things that happened in your life, you just get tripped out. It's like, whoa, you know? Hallelujah. All you have to do is just raise your hand. A physical acknowledgement. Hallelujah. A faith acknowledgement. Something so simple in this world that shoots you into eternal life. Hallelujah. Let's repeat this prayer, a simple prayer. We're not signing you up for anything. No membership, just messiahship. Hallelujah. With your hands raised, if that's you, you never received Jesus into your heart. Just lift your hand. Also want to make a call out to those who want to rededicate their lives. Hallelujah. Rededicate your life to the Lord. You know, you may have stepped away a while. You know. May have left home a while. Came back. Want to rededicate your life to the Lord. Hallelujah. Just lift your hand as well. Repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. I believe that you died on the cross for the redemption of my sins. And I believe you rose on the third day. And from this day forward, my life will never, ever be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, yes, give God some praise. Give God some praise too. If you said that prayer for the first time, you can give us a call, 808-871-6843. And someone will be there to encourage you. Hallelujah. And if you need a church or to find a church, they can help you as well. Also, if you want to donate or give to God and bless the house of God, you can also go to wordoftruthmaui.org. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a good day. Release.